What to do before operating an aerial lift? Pre-start inspection. Prior to each work shift, conduct a pre-start inspection to verify that the equipment and all its components are in safe operating condition. Follow the manufacturer's recommendations and include a check of vehicle components, proper fluid levels, oil, hydraulic, fuel and coolant, leaks of fluids, wheels and tires, battery and charger, lower level controls, horn, gauges, lights and backup alarms, steering and brakes, lift components, operating and emergency controls, personal protective devices, hydraulic, air, pneumatic, fuel and electrical systems, fiberglass and other insulating components, missing or unreadable placards, warnings, or operational, instructional and control markings, mechanical fasteners and locking pins, cable and wiring harnesses, outriggers, stabilizers and other structures, loose or missing parts, guardrail systems. Do not operate any aerial lift if any of these components are defective until it is repaired by a qualified person. Remove defective aerial lifts from service, tag out, until repairs are made. Work zone inspections. Employers must assure that work zones are inspected for hazards and take corrective actions to eliminate such hazards before and during operation of an aerial lift. Items to look for include drop-offs, holes, or unstable surfaces such as loose dirt, inadequate ceiling heights, slopes, ditches, or bumps, debris and floor obstructions, overhead electric power lines and communication cables, other overhead obstructions, other hazardous locations and atmospheres, high wind and other severe weather conditions, such as ice, and the presence of others in close proximity to the work.